Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4 every day, and after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app as John and Ken on demand, the John and Ken podcast.
That may be a first. Deborah Mark got interrupted by Deborah Mark. That was fantastic.
I know.
She came back reading like the stocks or something, and suddenly her voice came on with a story she already did.
Yeah. Somehow, what I recorded for the FM stations overrode the stock market. Yeah, so I'm working on that.
Okay, it was funny.
I'm glad I made you laugh.
Are you talking to yourself?
I do talk to myself often, but in this case, it's something a little different.
All right. I was wondering what the voice in your head sounds like. I guess it's you.
It's me.
Yeah.
A quick update on the story we did last hour. Mayor Eric Adams of New York City has now said that the migrants can come and live in Gracie Mansion with them. How's that, John? He did.
He did not.
He did so.
He
said, I'm a big believer in leading from the front. There are protocols in place. I can use the building any way I want. I don't have a problem if I could put a migrant family in Gracie Mansion.
Is he living there?
I think so. There are 5 bedrooms on the second floor.
Okay.
The downstairs is used for receptions and events. I think he does. Although he claims it's haunted by ghosts in a previous story that ran. It's on East 88th Street in New York City, right, with great views of the East River.
Okay.
But, yeah.
It's nothing but stunts now. It's like Newsom threatening to arrest DeSantis, Eric Adams taking in illegal aliens. Yeah, okay, sure. Why don't you come up with policies that work, like sealing the border?
We're back to the ugly L.A. County metro system. There's a new report that shows a increase in attacks on the metro bus drivers and the train operators, and for more detail on that, here is KFI's own Steve Gregory.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
So I got a tip from somebody that there was this report that was released during a recent Metro board meeting by their public safety officer. And the report showed a huge spike in attacks and assaults on drivers and operators. So we're talking about bus drivers and train operators within the Metro system. In March of this year alone, there were 23 attacks, almost one a day.
Wow.
In the month of March. Now the numbers from March show that the majority of those attacks were people spitting on the drivers or the operators.
Well, that's dangerous.
Right.
Considering what's in people's mouths.
Well, that's actually considered a hazardous material situation.
Oh, yeah.
And when officers, when I've done ride-alongs with cops, when they're spat on, by people and, you know, being arrested or whatever the case is. They have to shut everything down. They have to call it, you know, for paramedics, and they have to do a whole thing. So that was the majority of the assaults, followed by any attacks with hands and fists, and then a knife attack, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And someone actually used a baby stroller as a weapon to attack a driver.
Oh, that's unique.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah. So that was just in March. But last year, they showed a little over 162 attacks in total. It came out to around 14 attacks a month against drivers and operators.
And now, a train operator, can you get to them as easily as a bus driver?
Not as easily, but there is still those who manage to attack them, like, as they're coming and going, getting on and off.
Oh, yeah.
And those who break in, you know, they literally can break those doors.
Those compartments, yeah.
Yeah, and if you remember in the videotape that I you know, posted, the exclusive that we had on that video, people were shooting into the windows of those compartments.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the video that got me banned from TikTok.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah.
That's what they banned on TikTok? Yeah. Really?
Showing the real truth, right?
Yeah. I got banned on TikTok, so I had to do a new account with a different name.
Oh, those those choking demonstrations.
That's how easy it is to get around TikTok bans.
The kids pass around to each other. They don't get banned.
Yeah, the kids actually killing each other from these stupid stunts doesn't get banned, but my actual surveillance video montage gets banned, and it caused my account to be suspended indefinitely.
Would that be because Metro asked them to do that? TikTok just has some policy that stopped
you? It was because it was showing violence. They said I violated community guidelines.
So news organizations don't post
I've appealed it
crime
twice.
Videos on
I appealed twice saying this is active journalism. I gave them my credentials. I showed them my background. Yeah. It didn't matter.
And the Chinese are laughing at you.
I know,
back
right?
Back in Beijing, yes.
Yeah, so this report is pretty glaring because now it's coming from within. And there's really no dispute about it because these drivers and operators are speaking out, and everyone's been so fixated on the passenger that they forget about the driver operator. And now Metro is getting proactive. They've hired 48 additional transit security officers that will do nothing but ride the buses. And they've asked the law enforcement partners, which be Long Beach PD, LAPD, and LA County Sheriff's Department, to deploy more armed officers and deputies. Now, does this have some sort of a deja vu when the previous sheriff was in office? Yeah. I think about that when I go back, because we went and did a ride-along during Operation Safe Travel, and that was something that was done specifically by the Sheriff's Department. Metro did not like it. They were very against it. Their Public Safety Committee, Advisory Committee, or PSAC as it's known, is made up of the activists and the anti-cop people, and they were the ones telling the Metro Board no armed people on the trains or buses because people are intimidated and scared of them. And so when the Sheriff's Department deployed that operation, there was a 76% reduction in onboard crime.
But this is common sense. I don't understand why are the politicians so affected by activist groups who demand crazy policies. Clearly, if you have armed people on anything, you're going to get less crime. And if you don't, you're going to get more crime. That's not up for debate here.
I'm surprised at this point that the drivers and operators haven't sort of banded together and said, you know, sort of do their own walkout or their own strike until conditions are guaranteed safe.
Can they construct something to protect the bus drivers more, like a big plastic shield so they don't get spit on? And
you know, it's funny, Ken, because during the pandemic, they installed those. They installed the plexiglass.
Oh, because of spittle, right?
Right.
Because of COVID.
For
right.
COVID. And they said that that's been sort of a good deterrent, but there is still ways of getting to these drivers and operators. And some of that plastic's cracked and it's, you know, in bad shape. So they're trying to figure out ways to even more isolate. But here's the problem. So let's say a passenger passes out or something happens to a passenger, the driver sometimes has to react and has to render aid. So it it's complicated, you know, and these drivers and operators, and they've got their backs to these people half the time. They look up at the mirror every once in a while, but most of the time they have their backs to these passengers.
You have to have an armed presence on as many buses and trains as possible. There's no other way around this.
Is there any cross-correlation in these data as to how much homeless people are involved in these attacks?
Well, it was anecdotal, but I was told that the majority of these attacks are by homeless people or those on drugs.
I'm sorry, unhoused, experiencing homelessness.
Well, you know, so if they took action against the homeless crazies, they wouldn't end up on the buses and trains to begin with.
Right.
And so that's where the root cause of the problem
is. Right. It leads to some of the other problems.
Well,
right?
See, it's a domino effect. When you allow chaos to happen block by block, it starts infecting everything else in public.
And the remainder of these are usually gangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of the violence on trains and buses are gangs too. But the great many of these cases are homeless people attacking for no reason and unprompted and unprovoked.
But you raise a good point. You'd think there would be some sort of a job action by these drivers and train operators if it's getting like this.
Are they unionized?
You know what? I don't think so. For some weird reason, I think they're not. I don't know that they are.
County workers, so they're not. Like,
well, no, because Metro, it's a different deal. And like, for instance, the transit officers, I believe like the ambassadors. Now, let's not forget the ambassador program.
They want to unionize.
Yes, they do want to unionize. And they are employees of a third party contractor. So that's a different situation. So they're employees of a contractor.
But that's true for the drivers.
But I think the drivers are employees of third party companies. I think it's at Vielo, I think is that one of the companies. I can't remember, but I think there's third party contractors involved in a lot of that.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for that report.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve Gregory, KFI News, on this latest report on attacks on Metro bus drivers and train operators, numbers rising, everything from being spit on to being attacked with baby strollers. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Run live from 1 to 4 on the radio. After 4 o'clock, you go to that iHeart app. And it's John and Ken on Demand. That's the podcast, so you could pick up what you missed. You mentioned in the last segment we were talking about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, offering to take in illegal aliens into Gracie Mansion, which is the mayor's home in New York. And you know what just hit me a minute ago? Because I was looking at one of the stories on him. He's not married and doesn't have a family. So he has 4 empty bedrooms and a big mansion empty. There's no risk for him. No normal person is going to take in a young, strange man from a foreign country if he's got a wife and daughters and little sons. Nobody's going to do that.
It could be culturally enriching.
It's dangerous.
It could be a chance to reach out and know another part of the world.
You're gonna bring in a young man and you've got a 16-year-old daughter in the house? You're not doing that. It shows he's completely out of touch because he doesn't have a family. He doesn't have anything at risk there. He's got, I'm sure, a guard. He's probably got police detail at the mansion. So he's not at risk. But a normal family, that's a huge risk. You're going to be able to sleep at night with some strange guy prowling around the house?
At least he fought back on that line. Well, if you're for this, then you take him in. Oh, he said he would. I realize his circumstances are different, as you described, but...
Yeah. It's cheap. What I'm saying, it's cheap. There's no risk.
Didn't want to be one of those phonies that doesn't stand up and do what he wants other people to do.
All right, technically. But in reality, there's no risk to that guy.
We were just talking about L.A. County Metro and the attacks on bus drivers and train operators, and it did come up in the conversation. It didn't take long. The transit ambassadors, who only started, I think, last year, they want a union. They're unhappy with their working conditions, and they're looking to unionize. About 75 to 100 ambassadors employed by Strive Wellbeing, Inc., which, as Steve mentioned, is a third-party contractor which actually pays them, and Metro pays Strive Wellbeing to employ the ambassadors. They say that they don't make enough money. $23.50 an hour they make, and $5 is supposed to be used to find health care, because health insurance plans are not offered. They also believe that it's very risky, that even though they're down there to just give directions and be friendly with the bus and train riding public, they often have to administer Narcan to people overdosing on opioids.
Okay, so it looks like Metro misled somebody here? Because the way they were publicizing this, it sounded like they were going to be used to interfere with the weirdos and the creeps and the crazy people. And it seems like the transit ambassadors thought they were going to hand out directions.
No, they just have a two-way radio and an iPad. And their job is to call somebody if it looks ugly.
So they're considered guides who give people directions, help riders navigate the system.
And respond to the homeless and those using illegal drugs.
What does that mean, respond to the homeless?
Outreach.
Well, it turns out it was way more than these ambassadors wanted to deal with, because you end up having to act like a cop, except you're a cop without a weapon. And who wants to be a police officer without a weapon? Nobody. And that's why they're pissed off.
Wearing green polo shirts and carrying only phones or iPads, no guns. They're part travel guide and part transit host.
Yeah.
But some of them say they end up being the first responders if somebody gets assaulted, like a nurse got assaulted on one of the downtown trains and she ended up with a black eye.
One of the ambassadors, a guy named Fabian Bolanos, he said, the ambassadors are guiding foreign tourists to their hotels, helping them find the right trains or buses. They're like a concierge. But now you've got assaults and drug usage. Well, no one wants to do that if you don't have a weapon on you. Oh, and you're supposed to carry on Narcan and revive the fentanyl addicts that are laying on the ground.
Oh, eventually it's going to be required that everybody in California has to have Narcan. The state government is going to mandate it. That's my prediction. All have to have Narcan. It's required.
This guy, Bolanos, has already revived four people. Four fentanyl addicts. He said he started by greeting passengers and handing out maps. Now he's giving out Narcan to people who are nearly dead. Wow.
Now,
somebody was terribly misled by these Metro idiots.
In other union news, our union has voted to authorize a strike. Yes, we are part of SAG-AFTRA. And did you vote, John? 98%.
But I called up and you and I are not going to go on strike.
Yes, I was going to make that clear.
But I am.
No.
Oh?
Well, you could go on strike for your TV work.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But not for your KFI.
I was just kidding. But
yeah, no. Oh, you called up? Oh, I looked it up. You called up?
I called up because I don't trust anything. I talked to a union official.
Here's what's happening, right? The TV theatrical contracts with the actors is expiring on June 30th. So they may be in the same situation as the writers. So that's why there was a call for the union members of SAG-AFTRA to vote to authorize a strike. And it was 98% in favor. But if you're wondering about, yes, the John and Ken show in KFI, John and I both found out the same thing. I don't know what they told you, but
we're governed by the broadcast contract.
Yeah, there's a separate contract between the station and the union, and it's got nothing to do with all this.
Well, it's radio and television news, and then there's acting in shows or movies.
Right, but exactly, because what we're talking about is the contracts that they have with the studios that produce these movies and TV shows.
Right,
we have nothing to do with that.
No.
Even though we're in this union.
Right.
Because, by the way, people don't know, AFTRA stands for radio announcers. So
the American
Screen Actors Guild.
No, not announcers. It's the American.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No,
yeah.
Television and radio artists.
No, it used to be announcers, but they changed.
They changed it to artists. That's what we are now.
Oh, you who complain about the language now are suddenly happy with the change.
You could be an announcer if you wish. I am an artist.
Deborah Mark, do you see John as an artist in any way? Any kind?
No comment.
An artist?
Well, like a little kid who throws mud at a wall.
Oh, yeah, that I can see.
And finger paints.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of an artist, sure.
Yeah, well, he can also be an actor. I don't know how many people have asked me over the years. Does he really believe that stuff when he yells on the air?
Yes.
Is that his real feelings on these things, or is he just playing a part?
Actually, my real feelings are even worse.
Ooh.
I'm holding back.
Yeah, I had to tell somebody that, too. That actually,
that's scary.
John you hear on the radio is the real John. The one you might meet at a party in private, that's a phony John.
Right. But then there's a third John who has the thoughts that he can't say on the air.
You probably can't tell anybody your thoughts.
Nobody.
Is that the Evil Channel show that we do?
Even worse.
Oh, it's even worse than the Evil Channel?
Yeah, it's just for my own entertainment as I go through the day.
Wow, that's our HD3 channel?
No, that's right. No, nobody can hear that channel except me. Nobody ever will.
All right, so just to make it clear, there'll be no work stoppage here at KFI for the Johnny Ken Show.
There has been a work stoppage here at the station for a while now, but that's another story.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, you know what to do. If you miss something, you go to the iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast.
And use that app to connect to our Moist line, which will be back in 3 days with calls. I'll leave a message on the iHeartRadio app using the microphone icon or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And we'll play those calls Friday during the 3 o'clock hour. Well, we haven't talked about Russia-Ukraine in a while. There's a pretty big development in that war today, where apparently a major dam in the southeastern portion of Ukraine collapsed today. And both sides are blaming each other for exploding the dam. Although some Russian officials say the dam just collapsed on its own. Nobody's sure who's responsible, but most people think it's the Russians that did this.
Whoever gives out the stupid excuse first.
Well, it could be an old infrastructure problem.
That was one of the fronts in the war, because the Ukrainians are trying to push Russia out of that region. And they have a counteroffensive going. So it looks like the Russians burst the dam to foul the Ukrainians' plans and put a lot of Ukrainians in danger. Because in fact, I read today that it flooded a zoo and a lot of animals drowned.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I mean, people by the thousands are being chased out of their homes. By the
I haven't seen any stories on deaths yet, but clearly.
The zoo animals took it.
They said buses, trains, and private cars carried people to safety. Some people waded in knee-deep water carrying pets and luggage. Now, this is important. The Geneva Convention does ban targeting dams because of the danger to civilians, but
it's something that
doesn't matter to the Russians, clearly.
It says here in Kherson, water was filling the streets, rising quickly. And the power was out, the gas stopped working, the water supply stopped flowing. And so people just fled. One woman here boarded an evacuation train 40 miles away. Many of her friends and neighbors stayed, Everybody's running to higher ground or going to higher floors in apartments.
This is the Nova Kakhovka Dam, which powers a hydroelectric station. Also, some of that water, and it brings us back to this, that nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
Some of the water goes to the Zaporizhia plant. They're saying right now there isn't a problem. It's Russian controlled, by the way, that plant. So they're saying right now it's not a problem, but it could be a problem. Fast-moving water poses risks of mine and explosive ordnance contamination, displacing the projectiles to areas previously assessed as safe.
Boy. Putin deserves.
It'll have an impact on electricity generation and, of course, water supplies, right?
I so wish a drone would get to Newsom. A drone would get to Putin and fire a nuclear missile at his head. Freudian slip.
That was a great Freudian slip. I was like, did he really just say a drone would get to Newsom?
No. A drone should get to Putin.
Anyway, the president of Ukraine has already wants the International Criminal Court to put the dam incident on the list for war crimes against Russia. He says he thinks they blew it up from the inside. Residents are sitting on the roofs of their homes waiting to be rescued. This is a Russian crime against people, against nature, and life itself.
I'm looking at one photo where the floodwaters are right to the roof of one home. All that's sticking up is the midpoint of the roof.
Right. And I'm looking at a map of the country. I mean, the Russians do occupy a big piece of southeastern Ukraine. That dam is right there on the river. It's a Dnipro, which kind of separates what Russia occupies versus what Ukraine still holds on to, this dam that we're talking about. And then underneath this Russian-occupied territory is wonderful Crimea, which the Russians took about 10 years ago from Ukraine. And, of course, the Ukrainians want to get that back. There's another story that apparently, according to sources, aides are no longer giving Vladimir Putin any bad news. I think we heard this. Remember Saddam Hussein? I think the same thing happened in his last days, that aides decided you can't bring him any bad news about the efforts.
because it's a personality type.
Yeah, I know.
They're aggressive, murderous, psychotic invaders.
I think they said that about Trump, too, in the final days of his presidency, that nobody was going to bring him bad news.
He's kind of in the same genre.
Kill the messenger. It makes him extremely annoyed. In fact, when aides brought him bad news, he would say they're under the influence of Western propaganda, and he dismisses them.
No, they're insane. These guys are truly insane. Putin, Hussein, Trump, I mean, they are.
Yeah.
So you can't bring them reality because they live in their own distorted world.
They're also what they self-consider to be strong, in-charge people. So nothing can mess with that, particularly losing a war or losing an election. It's not happening.
Yeah, but
it gets disassociated in their brain.
Well, that's right. But when you have that much arrogance, eventually you screw up.
Yeah,
if you're not capable of calmly analyzing a situation, but you just keep barreling ahead, then you're going to sow the seeds of your own destruction. And these guys always do. It always turns out this way.
Yeah, they're still claiming that he's kind of self-isolated. I wonder if his testosterone levels are low. He's like those young men. He's going into self-isolation. Putin's in the basement playing video games and smoking pot. And that he may have put under house arrest some of his own advisors who weren't giving him the information that he wants to hear.
Oh, you know, that's what the sycophants live in, fear of being exiled in some way or imprisoned or being out of favor, being fired, right? And that's why a lot of executives and managers have sycophants around them, because you have these willing, pliable people who will just bob along and say, yes,
tell you
yes,
what you want to hear.
Tell you what you want to hear. And the person running things is so arrogant, they have no idea they're driving right into a wall.
All right, we got more coming up.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yesterday during the 3 o'clock hour, we were talking about ghost students. This is happening in the community college system. They're fake students. There are people that are using real names of real people to act as though they are community college students to take classes remotely and then applying for grant money. And some of them are defrauding the community college system in California. Well, we heard from, this is a San Francisco Chronicle story, and we heard from one of the people that was mentioned in the article. Her name is Kim Rich, professor of criminal justice. She wants to come on and talk about all this after the news at 3 o'clock. We will have her on the show for her firsthand experience in trying to ferret out the ghost or fake students, which are leading to fraud in the community college grant money system. All right, well, the animal story of the day involves the bizarre, an actor, comedian, Pete Davidson?
Saturday Night Live guy.
Yep.
He left a nasty message with, this is great, PETA's Senior Vice President of Cruelty Investigations. That's her title. Daphna Nakaminovic. Nakaminovic. That's her name.
She sounds intimidating.
She was critical of the fact that Pete Davidson actually went to a New York City pet store and purchased a puppy instead of going to a shelter and adopting a puppy. He said she didn't know this true story about his allergies, but let's play some audio.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired fuck you and suck my
no.
Oh. Wow. End of message.
Woo-wee.
That's a good sign off. I like the way TMZ called it a vulgar suggestion involving his penis. He also gave her the F-bomb. For those who don't know, a Cavapoo is a combination of a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel and a poodle.
Oh, sure.
Everybody likes to cross the poodles because the poodles don't shed and supposedly they're better for your allergies. That's why it's very common to have everything with a poo with these hybrids.
Is that what it means?
Or a doodle, labradoodle.
Yeah, the doodles.
Right. Doodles and poos are pretty common.
What is it there?
It is a cute little dog, boy.
But what is it their business? It's not their business.
They think that celebrities influence the public. And if Pete Davidson's buying dogs from pet stores, other people will do it. And we don't want that. So we want to let people know. Like Deborah Mark, go to a shelter.
Right. Adopt.
Did he post this online?
No. I think PETA did this.
No. But did he post photos of himself? Because I see there's pictures of him. And I guess his...
The puppy pickup.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's him in the New York City pet store buying the Cavapoo.
See, this is why it's this stupid world.
You make
a public post of it. You're inviting the whole world to vote on your action.
I guess they thought us adopting this adorable Cavapoo would be great for a social media video. Let's put it up there. They didn't think about this.
Well, they're insane fanatics.
Well, PETA says you can get hypoallergenic dogs.
Who cares what PETA says? Hey, PETA doesn't set the rules.
There are plenty of places where you can.
Oh, I forgot. We have one.
Well, I'm not saying PETA's right. I'm not. But I am saying if you are looking for a dog, like a poo or any of the other dogs.
I have a dog that's a poo.
A friend of mine actually just adopted a labradoodle, or no, a golden doodle at a rescue. It was being fostered, yeah.
Yeah, some people give them up because they just can't handle dogs.
Yes.
But that dog could have come from a puppy mill originally. We don't know that.
Well,
but it's good to give the dog a home.
Even if the dog came from a puppy mill, you have a living thing now. They deserve love. They deserve a home, too.
That is the bottom line. But puppy mills, man, they can create all sorts of inbreeding problems. Some of these dogs get very sick because all they do is constantly breed them like the royal family.
That would... You get Prince Harry.
You get Charles's head.
But I mean, the truth of the matter is, I get that people want certain types of dogs, but there are so many dogs in the shelters and in foster care that need homes. And I just don't understand.
We're at a point where a lot of people know that and it's happening more than it's ever happened. And we can't, it's not a perfect world. There are going to always be people that want to buy the pure breads, if that's what you want to call them, from the puppy mills. There's going to be some left. I mean, I know you want to stamp that out, but you can't get fanatical about it.
No, exactly. I'm not a fanatic.
She's right on the
borderline.
Or else
you can bleep my bleep.
Exactly. Although I don't have a bleep.
She's right on the edge.
Yes, she is.
She tries to portray herself as reasonable.
I am reasonable. I'm not a fanatic, but I do strongly believe that go check out the shelters. I mean, look, Ray finally got his dog. He adopted his dog from somebody else.
Does he still have it?
Oh, is that how that controversy ended?
Yes.
Because you did not want him to buy
from a puppy
breeder. I
didn't want him
to go
and buy. Exactly.
But he wanted
it. He got a rescue.
No,
even rescues you have to pay for. Okay, right. You do. Right? Because they've paid for vet bills and
sure.
So on and so forth.
Yes,
so you pay.
Do.
But I'm talking about some people go out and spend $5,000, $10,000 on these designer dogs. Not to say there's anything wrong with them. They are beautiful. I get it.
Did he get a dog with testicles? Because he didn't want a dog that got neutered.
Yes, a Pomeranian with testicles.
That's important, Ray.
Okay. Doesn't want an unmanly dog.
Coming up next, we'll talk again about what they call ghost students in California's community college system. People actually apply as students, but they're pretending. They're using the names of real people who are not students, and they're getting grant money. To defraud the system. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.